This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yep, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Monday to you. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. There's a little bit of sadness in the air. I feel it. With the Rocket season officially over, we're still dealing with the immediate pain. How many hours? Like, we're not even 12 hours away from this going official that your season is over. So I imagine as we continue to move further away from that, we'll be able to really look fondly at what was a huge leap of a season. But as of right now, that's kind of there. And one of the things that, you know, usually in a sports city, if you have a season kind of in that way, you could just go, well, let's on to the next thing. The other thing that is floating our boat, especially in a successful sports city. And right now, I guess the question I have is, does it feel like the Astros are that for you?
Yes. At least today. How does that sound? Because
that doesn't sound all that convincing.
Today,
to be completely
the answer is yes. Today, yeah, and the reason is, like, the Astros lost yesterday, obviously 5-4, which, don't get me started on rainouts.
I was so pissed off.
No, go ahead. I would like to hear it.
Rainouts are the dumbest thing in professional sports.
Okay, I think this is a bad take. I'm just going to start and let you know. I think this is a bad take up front. However, I'm willing to hear you.
All right, hear me out on this. You are playing a professional sport.
Correct. They pay them for it. Yes.
They pay you to play the game, and after six innings, they go, "Nah, we're good. We're good. It rained. 80-minute delay. We're good." In what other sport? Seven innings, whatever it was. In what other sport do they just like, "Nah, we're good"? I mean, outside of a stadium collapsing or something in football, you know, or something like that, where they just say, "We're good." Just find a way to either, number one, everybody play in a dome, or number two.
Well, that ain't happening no time soon.
Also, I don't think I would want that to happen for everyone to play in a dome. Like, I understand logistically that would be great.
It definitely should be some type of retractable roof or something.
And there's another part to this, too. Yes, a retractable roof. And the second thing is, like, find a way to play the game, because they can call it after five innings. Five innings, barely half the game.
The crazy thing is, I felt like the White Sox knew it.
Yes. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, they was trying to get them runs in. Yeah. Like, once we get the runs in, then we could call this game. They called that game. It felt like immediately.
I can't imagine, like, no other sport do they say, "Nah, we're good, man. That's enough. That's enough."
No other sport are they playing damn near every day, and the schedule is hard to make up.
NBA.
Like, literally double the amount of games here.
Figure it out.
It's easy to say, figure it out, man. They ain't really place to put all these things.
To me, I just don't, like, I get where you're coming from, Lopez.
It's stupid.
Just imagine playing the game and you almost done with the game and he said, "Nah, it's over, you lose."
Yeah.
It's like, man, we had time to come back.
We were just getting started.
We was getting grooving. Now it's over and I lost? Yes. Like, no tie or anything, just a loss?
You didn't want to lose, score more runs, dog.
But all that you say, you know, it's hard.
We still have time on the clock.
You say it's hard to kind of make up for it. it's not impossible. They have the box score. They know who played and who didn't. And you can figure out an off day. You can figure out a road trip, play on the road, you know, instead of the home. If you next time the White Sox come here or whatever, you can figure these things out.
You're doing a lot.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Hell, during the hurricane, the Astros played up in Arlington. I mean, figure
it out. Yeah, the game ain't started yet. The game done started. We done played most of it. It's fine.
You have the box score. You know who shouldn't come back in, who's, you know, what pitchers have been used and all that. Play the next two innings, whatever. Do it. It's this is professional sports.
There's enough of them where it balances out. It evens out.
No, I get where you're coming from. Yeah. I side with Reggie a little bit. Mm-hmm. I get it. That's the part of the game. Mm-hmm. But damn, it was a one run game. This was a 21 skunk.
Oh, by the way, some gamblers might have a thing or two to say about this too. And we know professional sports really like to take care of the gamblers.
Yeah, but this is where it's nice that you're not trying to implement the rule right now. That it's been there.
Yeah.
Because if you came up right now, like, actually.
Hell no.
That's one of those places that I like thinking to is just like, what are the things that we're used to that we have, but that if we were bringing them up brand new right now, that we'd be like, absolutely the bleep.
Hey, I got an idea. If it rains, we'll just call the game.
We'll just be done.
The hell you are.
But yes.
The hell you are.
Unfortunately, the Astros lose the series to the White Sox, you know, 2-1. And of course, that was hurt because of the, as you mentioned, the rain out that happened yesterday, 5-4. But within it, the most encouraging thing, was it encouraging for you seeing Lance McCullers Jr. for the first time since the 2022 World Series getting up on the mound, 3 2/3, which really felt like it should have been the complete four. Mm-hmm. Felt like that final pitch that he threw was a curveball high in the zone that felt like it fell right in that he was not given the benefit of the doubt for. But officially, 3 2/3 innings, no earned runs. He had 4 strikeouts, 87 pitches. So you're really, you know, you're seeing that, you know, that a decent amount of pitches thrown. And it seemed like he had pretty good you know, the curveball at least looked good. That's the, you know, the calling card for him. Like, how did you feel about it? Were you encouraged seeing Lance McCullers back on the
mound? No, that was the most encouraging thing, but I don't think that was the only encouraging thing.
Okay, what else you got for me?
By any stretch, first of all, with Lance McCullers, I pulled a Reggie and I dug into some pitch stats.
This is dumb because I don't hold the copyright on stats.
You do
on this show.
Yeah, you do on the. He threw like 54% changeups against left-handed hitters, and he's usually at about 20-25.
Yeah,
he's actually gotten better stuff after the layoff in terms of his changeup. And that's big.
He's had a lot of time to work on.
He's had a lot of time to work on the old change. But no, so that was encouraging. Just him in general was encouraging,
which is going
to
be great. Like having a pitcher that, you know, is going to really hurt
against lefties. Yeah.
Is going to be, cause I mean, right now I think it's probably just Hunter Brown that you have when it comes to the rotation that you go, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Lefty's going to have some trouble today. Right. Mm-hmm. And so having McCullers in that space as well is going to be great for you.
Yeah. No, I think that was encouraging. Everything about Lance McCullers, obviously healthy, knock on wood, all that. But here's the other encouraging things. They lost, but look at the standings. How much do you trust the Mariners and the A's, who are now in first place and second place in your division, while the Rangers are cratering?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, the Rangers, and we'll talk more about this later, the Rangers are creating to the point where they fired their hitting coach. Don't get no ideas, Astros fans, but they did fire their hitting coach. And they just went ahead and released one of their guys as well, just straight up waived him. But yeah, man, here's the tough thing about it. The Mariners are hitting.
They are hitting now.
And so that was always the thing. It was like the pitching is great for the Mariners, not good, great for the Mariners, mm-hmm. but they can't hit. Ha, ha, ha. You can't hit. And all of a sudden you look up and obviously they made some moves. Like last year, I thought they would be able to hit with the moves, some of the moves that they made, especially like bringing in someone like a Randy or Rosarena and stuff like that. I was like, oh man, maybe they'll hit. And they didn't. And that maybe got you the place where you got went, oh, they're just never going to hit. Seems like it's coming around now. That's the one that I'm afraid of. The A's, I don't know what to believe. They did spend some money this offseason, right? Which I guess you have to give some level of credit to the ownership, even though I will not, for doing that. And it seems like that is benefiting them. But I think that the Mariners are the ones that I'm a little bit more intrigued by. But even then, like, they're not running away with this.
No, and they're the Mariners. Right, and they're the Mariners. And you, I think last year they were ahead of you for a while. And they're always going to be looking in the rearview mirror. They're not to be trusted until they can prove otherwise.
So yeah, I think that they are fourth in the AL when it comes to scoring runs.
Okay.
Thus far.
So I'm encouraged by that. And the bullpen spit the bit yesterday. That's where the Astros lost the game. But it was...
Including Gusto, who slid to the pen, which was a little uncomfortable after him being having such a solid stint as a starter, which I think he might also return. I think they were talking about that on the Space City Home Network broadcast yesterday, a return to the rotation here soon.
But it was also, you know, they didn't perform well in the midst of this really, you know, bad rain. So there was a kind of a mitigating factor there that may have
affected the cold and the rain.
The cold and there was 40 degrees. It was 40 degrees in Chicago yesterday and raining. So I'm not real worried about those guys until, you know, unless it happens, you know, more. So I was actually pretty encouraged. And then the other thing is, you know, they've got the Brewers and Reds and Rangers upcoming, although they do play the Royals in there at some point. This is not a daunting part of the schedule, even though they're playing a lot of games.
Yeah. Yes, you are right. Retro Ren on the YouTube page. There was also another encouraging thing, which was Jake Meyers on Saturday going absolutely ballistic.
How many bases? 13?
Yes. Yes. Which ties a franchise record.
13 bases. So you know, you lost, but it was actually today I'm encouraged.
Okay. That is good.
We'll talk again tomorrow.
Unfortunately, you did lose the series, and I don't know. I was about to say quiet is kept. It was not quiet. Yordan missed a couple of games, kind of nursing a little bit of discomfort within his hand. So you hope that that's not a major thing. Or do you think that's a major thing? Or do you, like, all right, so because the Astros have, you know, a reputation.
Yes, they do.
Do you think that this is either a thing that they are soft pedaling? Is this B, not a thing, but they're just trying to find, like, this is a small thing, but enough of an excuse to try to give him a little bit of time to help reset because he's had a rough month? Or C, just none of the above, and it's just like, hey, it is what it is.
I think it's D, something else.
Something else entirely. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah. He hasn't been hitting very well. So how long has there been something going on with his hand?
Ooh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe this is something from spring training, from early in the season, and it's just, I'm not saying it's like a season ender by any stretch, but maybe something's been bugging him with his hand, and maybe that's...
Does that make you, is that possibility... More encouraging or less encouraging that, like, the Yordan that we have seen, assuming that there was something that was ailing him, that was what was affecting his ability to, you know, slug?
I think it's slightly less encouraging, but I don't think it's like one of those things like, oh, my gosh, he's going to end up on the IL, you know, as the Astros are wont to do. Oh, he's got a little soreness, and then he misses 10 weeks. You know, I don't think it's that, but I think it is D. I think it's probably something that he's been trying to work through with his hand, and they're just giving it some extra time.
All right, well. The Astros back in action in Milwaukee versus the Brewers over the next 3 days. They start at 6:40 tonight. See if the Astros can get their offense going again. Indoors, though. So there you go. Like, I'm having
good. They're going to play all nine innings.
That's right. That's right. I know what concept. I know that matters a lot to you.
What
Lopez.
A concept.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Inspired by Draymond Green. Yeah, I know. He seemed to have just a little bit more coof, although he did like backhand someone in the course of this game. So that is all relative. It seemed like he had a little bit of calm to him, and apparently advice from family members and his barber told him to kind of rein it back in. What is a strange place that you get advice or inspiration from? 713-572-4610. We'll discuss it next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.